I claim I do have the answers.
Okay.
Okay.
You're not a scientist, as you know. You're a popularizer. So much of this you don't know. You pretend that you know, but you don't know. And you bully people who ask you questions.
I really have to disagree.
Well, Bill Nye, the science guy, recently got into it with Tucker Carlson on Fox News about global warming and climate change. I'll play the clip in just a moment, but I want to show you what the Bible says about climate change. The Bible says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." That's what the Bible says. We don't need to worry about climate change. God invented climate change. It's called winter, spring, summer, fall. And he's saying that that's not going to cease while the earth remains. There's no need to worry about climate change. It's ridiculous. I hope you enjoy the clip.
Well, Bill Nye the Science Guy is now aspiring to a new title, Bill Nye the Psychoanalyst Guy. During a Facebook Live event with Senator Bernie Sanders today, the mechanical engineer and TV personality said, "Skeptics of global warming suffer from the psychological delusion of cognitive dissonance." It's a slight bump up from last year when he was open to the idea of imprisoning skeptics, global warming, as war criminals. Is that the choice, Bellevue or Nuremberg? Bill Nye joins us now. Bill, it's great to see you. That doesn't sound like science to me, Bill Nye the Science Guy. That sounds like something very different.
So cognitive dissonance is not a delusion, it's a feature, it's human nature. So we in the science community are looking for an explanation why climate change deniers or extreme skeptics do not accept the overwhelming scientific evidence for climate change. And the most reasonable explanation is you have a worldview and then you have evidence and the evidence disagrees with your worldview. So you deny the evidence. And then along with that, you deny the authorities that are providing the evidence.
The core question, from what I can tell, is why the change? Is it part of the endless cycle of climate change or is human activity causing it? That seems to be the debate to me. And it seems an open question, not a settled question, to what degree human activity is causing that. Is that not an open question?
It's not an open question. It's a settled question. Human activity is causing climate change.
Wait, but hold on. But to what extent is human activity responsible for speeding that up? I mean, please be 100%. More precise.
If that's the number you want, humans are causing it to happen catastrophically fast.
Here's the point that I hope our viewers can understand. I'm not in any way denying that the climate is changing. I'm utterly open to the possibility that the change is caused by man's activity. I'm merely calling into question your claim that all of this is settled, that we know precisely what is happening and why, and that anyone who asks pointed questions about it is a denier and ought to be imprisoned or shouted off the stage.
No, that was your word. That's not my claim, and I really
would you like me to read your quote that people who disagree with you ought to potentially go to jail? You said that.
Okay.
And I'm just saying, isn't skepticism
exactly what I
baked
said,
into
Mr. Carlson,
science?
We can talk about that shortly, but
is it appropriate to jail the guys from Enron? Was it appropriate to jail the people of the cigarette industry who promised it wasn't addictive, et cetera?
Okay.
My only point is, shouldn't we be encouraging people to ask honest questions, which I am doing, and you don't seem to have the answers to those questions.
Okay, I got to disagree with you. I claim I do have the answers.
Okay.
Okay.
I want to know what would happen without human activity.
The climate change.
No, it's a simple question. The climate is always changing. You've conceded that. You're saying that human activity has increased the speed. Increases the speed of that change. And my point is, what would the climate look like right now without human activity?
It would have looked like it did in 1750. Britain would not be very well suited to growing. Yes, Britain would not be very well suited to growing grapes as it is today. French winemakers would not be buying land to the north as they are now. People who plan to run ski resorts would still be able to do it in Europe. And so the climate change and the parasites.
You're using the language of politics. Look, you're not a scientist, as you know. You're a popularizer.
No, the climate would be like it was in 1750. And the economics would be that you could not grow wine-worthy grapes in Britain as you can today because the climate is changing. The use of pesticides in the Midwest would not be increasing because the parasites are showing up sooner and the pests are showing up sooner and hanging around longer.
I think that's probably all true,
but you would not be overwhelmed by pine bark beetles as it is
right.
because of climate change. That's how
so
the
much
world
of this
would be
you
different
don't
if
know.
It weren't for humans.
You pretend that you know, but you don't know,
I
and you bully people
with you,
who
sir.
Ask you
I really
questions.
Have to disagree with you. Well, I spent a lot of time with this topic.
I'm open-minded. You are not, and we're out of time, unfortunately.